on Panthers Radio in association with Cynomics, joined by the Panthers defenceman JC Brassard. And JC, just wondering, after the lows of Coventry a couple of weeks ago, I'm just wondering, you know, what's been the turnaround? It's been a good couple of weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely has. We're definitely we're improving. We're getting more comfortable with each other. We're getting a little more confidence in ourselves. I think we just needed to shake a little bit of the rust off. We've been moving some stuff around, so it's, sometimes it takes a little bit to get used to the systems and who you're playing with. But I think we're starting to finally find our stride.
That Sheffield game was great in so many ways. It's always great to beat Sheffield, but the intensity of the game, I think it really helped the guys, the crowd, the noise, and the fact it was Sheffield. It was a great game, I guess. What I'm trying to say is for you guys to go into after that loss against Coventry.
Oh, definitely, yeah. No, it was good. It was good. It was almost like a little reset button, and it's always good to play a team like Sheffield. You know, they're challenging. It's one of our toughest games always. They always play us hard. It's the rivalry game, obviously. So it's always good to go back and play against those guys and almost, you know, set our benchmark as to beating them or being at least competitive with them and making sure that we, you know, put on a good show for everyone and we, you know, stay respectful in the league.
Yeah, and you talk about that benchmark because you set that benchmark, but then the Dundee game, you continued it. Different opposition, you know, but you still continued that same way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it depends on the team. And, you know, there are Sheffield's a big rivalry game, so obviously we just want to win that. All the other games, you know, we just want to start scoring more, get better at our systems, improve individually, improve as a team. And so it's all little battles and little victories that we try to have. And, you know, it helps keep the morale up and it helps keep the team improving.
Not looking for excuses because, you know, this team's very honest, but you have struggled to get a full lineup. And even going into that Dundee game, then the next game against Sheffield, how, as a player, how tough can it be when the lineup's always swapping?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. I mean, obviously, we'd rather have a full team. It's good to go in, you know, with full bodies, full rest. But obviously, you can't always live in a perfect world. But it is tough sometimes, especially when you're shifting lines around, shifting pairings around, shifting power play units and stuff. Because, you know, you grow with some chemistry the more you play with people. And the longer you play with them, the better you are with them. So obviously it'd be good to have everyone back. But, you know, I think we're finding our stride and individual confidence. And that's definitely helping us move forward.
This club's got a proud history of developing British talents. I'm just keen to hear your thoughts on a fellow defenceman, Archie Hazeldine. It's someone who, I guess, at the start of the season, we didn't think would play much because of his two-way deal with Leeds. But he's taken his chance, hasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, I've been very impressed with Archie's game because we played against him a bit last year in Manchester. We didn't see a ton of him, so I didn't really know what to expect from him. Beginning of the year, yeah, I thought the same thing. You know, he might be up and down a bit because we had a very solid decor. And then he got, you know, he made the most of his opportunity, and he's been getting better every game, as I'm sure everybody can see. He's getting more confident. He's getting more skilled every day. And, you know, I'm very pleased to see it. It's always good to see a young guy improve.
Let's have a look towards the weekend. Cardiff on Friday, first of all. What sort of rink is that like to go into?
Oh, I love playing there personally. I mean, obviously, you'd rather play at home anytime, but out of the top rinks, that's one of my favorites. It's small, it's loud, the fans are passionate, and it's a good size for me in particular. Like, I like to use the open space, so I'm always excited about the games in Cardiff. I like it there, but they're a good team, so we, you know, we got to bring our best game, and hopefully we can get a win this weekend against them.
Good luck for the weekend, JC.
Thanks, Chris.